98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's bit.
98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you're going to be chatting about dodgy boxes.
I am. First, though, I'm talking about David. It's bad news this morning. If your name is David, I'm sorry to break the news. A survey of Gen Zs, and that is people born between 97 and 2012,
yeah,
has decided that the male equivalent of a Karen is a David.
Really?
So we all know the Karens have been getting grief for years, you know.
The
slang definition is someone who asks for the manager, complains, loves the rules.
I heard a while ago that the name Jessica was becoming popular too amongst the Gen Zs.
Yeah, so they had decided that the name Karen didn't represent the younger generation, and that they felt Jessica was more appropriate.
And so now Karens they're coming after Davids.
Now they're coming after the Davids, right? There are figures to back this up.
Oh!
Someone has looked at reviews left on Trustpilot and they... Now, I haven't done my own research, so I'm just taking their word for this.
Yeah.
So whoever looked at the reviews on Trustpilot, they say that Davids have left more one-star reviews than any other male name.
Oh, right. So they've actually thought about this properly. There's a bit of research.
Yeah, a bit of research behind this. And I think that is another quality of a Karen / David / Jessica is someone who would leave a review online.
Mm-hmm.
I've left reviews online.
Have
you? Yeah, but both positive and negative. It's really good. I'll leave a positive one.
I think more during the Facebook days, the Google. I used to leave some, but I haven't really gone turbo on any.
Yeah,
anything.
I'd leave good ones mostly and a bad one if it's
so
particularly bad.
Sorry about you if your name's David.
Yeah, sorry, David. You're a Karen. up next, a very strange robbery at a cheesesteak restaurant in Philadelphia, right? So for years, the place is called Donkey's Palace and it's proudly displayed some family jewels. In the form of an intimate bone from an ancient walrus.
What?
Here's the owner explaining a bit more on local news channel NBC 10.
Beculum bone? It's a walrus, basically.
Yep, it's a bone from a long-deceased walrus.
So it's the walrus penis.
What?
And they've had it behind the bar for years.
Why would you want that in a restaurant?
So they think it's a good talking point for strangers who come in. They're like, what's that? And
then
they hand it over the bar to them and they're like, what do you think it is? And then they tell them and then they're like, right? So it's been in there for years until this week when three men who were sitting up at the bar decided when someone who was working there turned their back, they stole it.
Shocking.
And you can see them on CCTV hiding it under a scarf and walking out the front door.
Yeah.
So the bar staff... The bar staff say they've appealed for the lads to bring the lad back.
Yeah.
And they say the atmosphere in the place has been a bit flaccid without it.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. So they want it back. You can see the lads on the CCTV walk out. But I'm like, how would you hide that under a scarf?
I know, yeah.
It's quite big. I've seen the video.
I would say so, yeah. Walruses. Like, do you remember the walrus that was on the boat, all the boats?
A Wally the walrus. Wally, and they built him a sofa, yeah. Is that a walrus penis under your scarf?
That's an unusual thing to steal.
Are you just happy to see me? finally this morning... there's a lot of talk about dodgy boxes lately. If figures are to be believed, many people have them, but few would admit it.
Yeah.
Government and guards, they're looking at doing more to clamp down on them. Dodgy boxes, even a topic on Primetime the other night.
Oh, really?
So tech expert Adrian Weckler was on to talk about how they work and how to stop them when host Miriam O'Callaghan asked this question.
I was thinking today, like, how would it work in practical terms? Is a guard going to knock at the door and say to me, Miriam, can I have a look at your TV and your box?
And for some reason, that clip is all over the internet now. That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you. You never know what you're going to come
you really
out with.
You don't.
Oh my gosh, boxes and walruses bits.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Incredible prizes.
Incredible AI presenters.
And a whole lot of glamour.
98 FM.
Welcome to Thursday's Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. We play it after 8 every morning on 98 FM. All you've got to do to win yourself fantastic prizes is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. I haven't been yet this week. And
no, he hasn't.
If you manage to match three words with one of us, you will win yourself all of these.
Deep breath.
There is a lot of prizes.
Here we go.
Win a motor racing voucher.
A Dyson Airwrap.
Win a cheese board.
A candle.
A 200 euro grocery voucher.
A soup maker.
And become a trader with these official Traders cloaks.
That was a long list.
Well done. You deserve a biscuit.
Thanks, Claudia Love.
Win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, Claudia Winkleman on Matchy Matchy. Do we ever think we'd see the day?
Thanks for the biscuit, Claudia.
And from Claudia Winkleman to Claudia in Rathcoole. Good morning, Claudia. How are you?
Morning.
Claudia, there's something in the name this morning. I hope this is setting us up for a win. Are you a fan of the Traitors?
The biggest fan. I'm going to be entering Traitors Island next.
Oh, yes, Claudia. Would you like to be a faithful or a traitor?
I think a faithful, because I think I'd sniff out the traitors.
Yeah, very good.
Oh,
very good.
A little detective. A detective. So you're a massive fan of the Traitors. Are you also a fan of Matchy Matchy, Claudia?
Huge fan. We listen every morning.
Oh, very good. And who's playing with you this morning, Claudia?
Everyone's in the car.
Everyone.
The husband. Everybody wants a piece of the prize.
Excellent stuff. Clayton's the husband. You've got Colby and Kyra as well.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yes.
Okay. Claudia, have... Go on.
Sorry, Clayton got three yesterday with you, Rebecca.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Well, have you guys had a discussion? Have you had a round table about who you're going to play with this morning?
We have. There was a bit of disagreement.
Oh.
Sorry, Brendan.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm off to the soundproof booth. Thank you, Claudia.
Off you pop. Let's get a win and Matchy Matchy now with Claudia and Rathcoole. Just bring my pen with me, Claudia. And it's also Claudia Winkleman's birthday today.
Oh.
There we go. Okay. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning, is box.
Box. Kata.
Kata!
What are we saying?
Kata. Box cutter.
Cutter. C-U-T-T-E-R.
Yes.
Second word is special.
Special.
Hmm.
Special. Oh, that's hard. Special. What? Dream. No, I don't think dream. Special. Okay, my daughter says prize. We'll say that for now. Prize.
Special cars.
Prize.
Prize.
Yeah.
And your third word is English.
English. These are so hard. English teacher.
English teacher. Okay, after box, you're saying cutter. After special, you've gone with prize. And after English, you're saying teacher. Claudia, are we locking them in?
Okay, I'm going to change special to Special Olympics.
Okay.
And my husband says box office, and, you know, he's better than me.
Box office. Brilliant. Locking them in?
Yes.
Here we go. We've locked them in, and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Bam and boom. How are you, pet?
Oh, lovely in there this morning.
What was going on in the soundproof booth today?
There was a chalice, there was books, it was very traitors-esque.
Very traitors and mystical.
For Claudia Winkleman's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Claudia. Okay, let's get you a match with our Claudia this morning. Your first word is box.
Box. Ooh. Box office.
Your second word is special.
Special K.
And your third word.
I've had that in years.
Your third word is English.
English dictionary. Oh, they are tough this morning.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Claudia in Rathcoole this morning? Oh, guys, sorry. You both said box office.
Did we?
Yeah. After special, the guys went with Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And they said English teacher.
Oh, I was going to say English language at one point as
yes.
well. Guys, it wasn't
lots
to be, but we'll send you out some goodies. Thanks for playing.
Cheers, Claudia. Have
Thanks
a great day. I would have got 2 out of 3 with you. I said box office and Special K. I would have gone English lesson, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Many options. We'd love to have you play Matchy Matchy to win those incredible prizes. If you'd love to have a go, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.